Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, that show that puts our columnists on the spot and knocks the spots off all the other performers. Joining me tonight, yeah, I'm ripping off Who's Line. I got nothing tonight. First of all is, we have one of the most perfect things to come to our show since Trista, Jason Block.
Thank you. Good evening.
And then the prodigal daughter returns, Nikki Hayman.
Good evening, everyone. I'm glad to be back.
And finally, we have our regular old VRM.
Yeah, watching the replay of UFC and wearing Condom Depot on your trunk seems to be a bad idea.
Yeah. By the way, that shot, Vanderlei Silverman's a beast. He is a beast. Did you see how he knocked out Irwin?
That was Anderson Silva. But yeah, that was awesome.
He for those who didn't see it, he grabs Irwin's, I think it's left leg.
It was his right leg.
Holds on to it and just, oh my God, boom, right cross. Knocks him and lays him the F out. It was beauty to watch.
You didn't watch Rory Markham and his head kick. That was beauty.
We have a couple other people here. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is the former host of the show.
There's only been one host of the show, dude.
The former host, which the original format came from.
Oh. Tyler Brown, everybody. We have somebody else. Hello.
Hi, this is Forth.
Ah, Forth. Come forth, my son. Ladies and gentlemen, your panelists. And we start off every post-pay-per-view show that we have with a game called Recap. This is for everybody. And here's what we do. I just recap what happened on Great American Bash. We talk about it. And we come up with a winner.
I didn't realize we were playing points tonight.
Yes. 8 points possible on this one.
I guess.
DJ did come in through my MySpace with some picks, so he will... Well, if he loses with not much class and style. As I get the recaps up. And I should be ahead of time, but I was watching the new Ron the Truth Killings vignette.
Our Truth.
He went from Kate Quick to Ron to Our Truth. Boy, they love using letters for his name.
Exactly. Anyway, we have a... hold on. I gotta turn off something out here. God, I hate soap operas. Dark Match. Let's start with that.
All right.
We had Umaga defeat Mr. Kennedy.
Not a surprise there.
Looks like they're starting up a feud, which should be fun. We had we're going to start things off with the WWE Tag Team Title 4-Way. Edgeheads, In Crowd, Finlay and Hornswoggle, and Biscuits and Gravy. And let's see here. 2 points for this one. One, who wins, and two, who gets pinned. The Edgeheads win, and they pinned Jesse. Everybody got that wrong except for Nick, who got 1 point for picking the Edgeheads right. Jason got two for picking both.
Boom! Thank you.
I'm gone. Then again, it's I blame my Miz bias.
Well, hey, the Miz is a damn good wrestler now. He really is.
And I hate myself for getting it backwards.
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this, man. Let me just tell you something. They will be good heel champs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Let's see how they do with this one. WWE United States title match. This one was not covered on the show on the Friday because it was just put up about a couple hours before the pay-per-view. So this is not counted towards points, but Shelton Benjamin defeated Matt Hardy to win the United States title. The gold standard lives on!
Actually,
go ahead.
The gold standard actually has some gold to talk about. That only took 2 years, right?
That only took about a year and a half. No, it didn't. No, only about a year. Because remember, he became the gold standard in ECW around November 2007.
Right, but when did he hold gold last?
That's a fair point.
Probably it was the Intercontinental title, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before we continue, it does look like that whole talent exchange is over because SmackDown won both of those titles back.
Yeah.
That's about where we're heading, and that'll become even more clear when we get to the ECW recap.
Mm-hmm. ECW World Title match. Mark Henry defeated Tommy Dreamer to retain the ECW World Title after Colin Delaney backstabbed Tommy Dreamer.
And the crowd went wild.
Yeah. I was going to say the turn. No one gave a rat's ass about. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
At WrestleCraft, we have a great term. It's called the Conway Pop.
Conway hadn't got a pop since he climbed out of the bleachers to help Law Resistance.
Ooh, word.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny because I was watching, I don't know if people know about PWR show, but when they were discussing this whole thing with Colin Delaney, someone even compared it to a modern-day NOD nation.
Hmm.
What the?
So is Colin Jason Sensation?
You mean Owen Hart?
Him too.
My nose is so big, I can smell the coffee in Colombia.
I have a sound to make about that comparison.
What do I look like, an aardvark?
Whoa!
You.
That's a flair.
That's for the comparison. Everybody got that right. Oh, looky here. Trista got that one wrong.
I wanted to vote for Tommy so bad, but I know better. I know better. I'm sorry, Tommy.
We love Tommy. You know, maybe he was just buying a few drinks for the Sandman, and that's what happened, but, you know, you never know.
Captain Lovano will punch Tommy's lights out if that's true.
No, by the way, it is on the New York-based Fox 5 New York or New York Fox of the Sandman's unedited drunken speech to Lou Albano. It's classic.
My Lord.
It is absolutely classic. He sounds like this all the time. It's hilarious. I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on the show.
Sorry,
probably in the archive. Super Grudge match. Chris Jericho defeated Shawn Michaels by referee stoppage after Chris Jericho nailed Michaels' eye.
By the way, great booking on this. Fantastic booking on this. Great stuff.
It turns out it was an actual injury.
Well, this was legit?
This was legit. Detached retina.
I think that's storyline stuff. I really believe that's storyline stuff.
Yeah, I think it's storyline stuff, too, because I don't want to ruin it, but I'm in the New York area, and they're already promoting for the MSG house show, HBK versus Jericho. They're promoting it.
Hmm.
I haven't heard one way or the other, but go ahead.
Yeah. And now we get to the Epic Fail title match.
Whoa!
Epic Fail belt.
a.k.a. the Brass Belt, a.k.a. the SmackDown Divas title. Michelle
the Butterfly
McCord,
Belt.
The yeah, the frickin' Butterfly Belt. No, it's like the Winged Eagle, except for teeny bopper women and, well, never mind.
Yeah.
Michelle McCool defeated Natalya Neidhart by submission to become the first Divas champion. Michelle used the heel hook, which is normally Jimmy Jacobs' move from Ring of Honor, to counter Natalya's sharpshooter.
Yeah, basically, Natalya got Lesnar'd, if you think about it.
Lesnar'd.
This is an MMA reference. From UFC 81.
That's how he submitted, basically.
Okay.
But
I just figured that Michelle McCool was going to win that only because Natalya refused to wear that belt.
I would have Natalya rip that belt apart.
No. The real reason why Michelle McCool won, we all know this, is A, she's a face, and B, she's banging The Undertaker. So, you know, that's the real reason why. Get it real.
Yeah.
Nah, I still think Natalya would have more respect for herself, and she'd like to Medusa that belt when she gets her hands on it.
I'd love to see it, to be honest.
She should have reenacted Shane Douglas's promo, but even then he was doing it by running down the names of great champions. She could only run down herself.
And she's a face. She won't do that.
Exactly. World Heavyweight Champion Raw title match. CM Punk versus Batista ended in no contest. When Kane entered in the match, it was originally Punk winning. Punk won, but then the referee decided it was a no contest. By the way, I forgot. Diva title, everybody except for Forf and VRM got that one right. Y2K versus HBK, everybody got that one right.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Raw one, I'm giving everybody a half a point because of the screwy finish.
Yeah.
And also the idea is that that booking okay was fine, and left, believe it or not, it did everybody a solid, to be honest. Batista still looks strong, Punk still looks strong, and Kane is going to just come back, and yes, that's the mask in his bag, and I can't wait to see what he goes nuts.
Are you sure it's not a ham sandwich?
And don't forget how Kane stanned the cameraman.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That
yeah,
poor handheld guy. Yeah. Although points for making his camera bounce the right way.
Yeah, that was great. Is he alive or is he dead? Yeah, that was great.
That cameraman's dead.
New York City parking lot brawl. JBL defeats Cena. Vince McMahon, I'm going to read what Online World of Wrestling said about this, word for word.
Cool.
Vince McMahon was flushing more money down the drain with lots of spectacular vehicular destruction. The human brutality was just as bad with lots of cuts and bruises mixed with blood and sweat. Cena went for an FU, but JBL escaped and pushed Cena off the stage onto the windshield of a car, which shattered.
Well, at least you know now there are two forms of kryptonite for him. Money in the bank, briefcases, and windshields.
I tell you, I actually got to see the pay-per-view, and this had Boiler Room Brawl written all over it. There was no crowd noise, mainly because they were booing and boring it out of the building. But there was no commentary either, which really took away from it. It looked overproduced because they had two or three cameras out there, and it looks like it's something they could have shot mid-afternoon.
Which
just started with the guys rolling out on the forklift with the car.
Guys, I don't mean to ruin it for you. They did shoot it the day before.
I'm going to punch Cena's lights out. Okay.
Whoa! They shot
you.
They shot most of that the day before. The only when it was live was when Cena came in with the forklift, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I'll
say this. They did something like this in WCW. Back in 95, the King of the Road match.
Oh, God, I had to bang.
Oh, the fight on the trailer, that was so... I've never heard a good word about that match.
And everybody got that match wrong.
Whoa! All right.
I deserve that.
Then we get to the SmackDown title match, and this was a thing of beauty.
Yes, for many reasons, yeah.
Sarcasm?
I'll read what All My World of Wrestling said again. Alicia Fox showed up and attempted to help Edge win the match, but Vicky Guerrero as a babyface, oh, God.
Oh.
When she says, excuse me, she's not going to get cheered.
Well, I think she's going to go away from that, as we'll talk about the SmackDown later on, but yeah.
Right.
God, I hope so. Vicky Guerrero came down and fought Felicia, her former wedding planner. It looked like Edge was going to spear Alicia, but she moved out of the way, and Vicky took the brunt of the spear.
Well, I just got to say, is that worth it for her kids' college fund? I think so. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly speaking, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, they put her in, I think, first as a sympathy plea, you know, to pay for her kids' college fund, because her kids are, I think, almost college age. But she has turned out to be a damned good performer. Sorry. She is.
She's developed well. I did not like her initially because she always sounded so stilted or reading from cue cards or just trying to remember her lines while she's out there. But it's gotten better, and excuse me, it's the entire crowd down on her head.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's a two-word, you hear that, excuse me, it's like nails on a chalkboard. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah,
okay.
she sounds like a grade school teacher.
And now to the point.
Oops, sorry. Sorry, Rob.
Thank you. Trista, dead last with 2.5.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, let this be a lesson to people out there. Do not follow your heart. Follow cold truth, hard facts. Fourth came in sixth with 3.5.
Do I at least get the Price is Right sound?
No.
Damn.
VRM also got 3, so it's a tie for fifth place. Me and DJ tied for third with 4.5. Nikki got 5.5.
Woohoo!
But Jason, thanks to that miraculous perfect pick on the four-way dance, wins the belt!
Woo-hoo!
And I'm sparing you from Patrick Wayne.
Okay, thank you. I humbly accept this on behalf of the Academy. No, I'm sorry. seriously, thank you very much. I've only been here a month, but it's really fun to win my first prediction challenge after just 2 shots at it. And I hope to keep my record, and I hope to hold the belt for a long time.
Well, we thank you for that, Jason, and hopefully you will lose it to me in 3 weeks when Hard Justice comes around.
Oh, well.
Which I am officially going to.
Awesome. Very cool.
Since we have Jason Black and VRM appearing, we have to play this sound. But anyways, Great American Bash, pretty decent pay-per-view. Not as, ironically, one of the better Great American Bashes done after the year 1998.
It was better than Victory Road, we'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk some Raw.
What?
Insta rematch.
Hold
it's
on.
A schmoz.
Now as Raw GM, Batista officially can give himself infinite title shots.
I guess he needed
the position.
I guess that Game Genie code still works on Raw.
Yeah, score. Seriously. That was out of nowhere.
I didn't hear what you actually said that made you everyone go nuts. I didn't hear what you said.
I guess that Game Genie code still works on Raw, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Very nice. Okay.
I was going to say Konami, but...
No, if it's the Konami code, he only gets 30. Some games.
Well, we're 15 or 16 now, so...
Well, yeah.
I think it's a little over 6. I think it's about 20 now. We'll have to make counts on that.
Still, he's about 5 away from an achievement.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I just had to tell my mom goodbye. She's going away for the weekend.
Yay!
Party!
Yay.
Not
Party's
really.
Party's a settlement, and it's free.
Yes, come over to my place. We'll do nothing. Dark matches. Lucha Man defeats whoever. I mean, I don't know who he defeated.
Alright, I don't have it in front of me.
Lucha Man, a.k.a. Charlie Haas. And
did he actually
Noble,
do Lucha Man, though?
I still don't know. Probably not anymore.
Darn.
And Jamie Noble defeated Tyrone Jones. For people who want to know, it's SCW's Tyrone Evans, whoever that is.
Not Charles Hammer Evans.
No, Tyrone Evans.
Right.
Different guy. Okay. And at the beginning of the show, Batista walked into the production truck when they were showing the video footage of Kane interfering in the CM Punk versus Batista match. Batista popped in the Game Genie and got another title shot.
Oh, man, I wish those things were still around.
Yeah, but
I get an image of him putting one of those in one of the digital decks and pressing a few buttons and then walking out. I can see it.
But actually, it wasn't a bad promo because, again, CM Punk is being booked as the fighting champion who wants to prove himself, and I love this gimmick. This is awesome. It's really well done.
I find it amusing that a lot of people are taking it wrong and saying, oh, they're making CM Punk look like Rey Mysterio, to which Punk would look at you and say, if I would finish a damn match, maybe I could tell you if I'm looking like Rey or not.
Batista put himself in charge tonight. Essentially, he used another game genie code. Become GM for the night.
I can't wait till Charlie Haas next week so we can get Charles in charge.
Yay!
Oh,
boom! Hell!
That's
even better. Boo that, man!
And then we get to has to be one of the most awkward promos. You know, Batista and JBL's promo.
The fact that JBL sounded drunk to begin with?
Yeah. I thought he smelled of Sandman. Anyway.
Oh, jeez. But, no, I had no problem with it. Just a lot of Raw Monday this week was just there.
Right.
Except there was one moment, hopefully, which we'll get to, which I absolutely laughed my behind off, which hopefully we'll get to.
Then after about 5 or 6 minutes of JBL and Batista awkwardness, Punk comes down and says he wanted to prove that he could beat Batista and agreed to wrestle Batista tonight in a rematch. Ding. JBL took a foul on the big screen and yelled that he was in charge. Batista ordered for somebody to turn JBL's microphone off right now, and guess what?
It worked.
Yep.
There's that Game Genie code again. There you go.
Yep.
The damn Game Genie. If someone took the alarm off of my house. Nice going, Dad!
Then we had a Jenny McCarthy promo.
Hey, look. This, I think, is a very cool thing. WWE does not get enough positive press on stuff like this.
Yes.
If they're gonna drop a six-figure dime, let them go do it. Especially with I know people who have autism, I know people whose children are autistic in many different forms, including Asperger syndrome. I think this is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. You're also forgetting good old Joey Numbers.
Ah, yes. That is true.
Joey? What's Joey Numbers doing in the middle of all this? Oh, sorry.
No, it's
mutual
between
friend
me and Jason. Joey Numbers, we're referring to as a good friend of ours from GameshowNewsNet.com, Joe Van Ginkle, who has... Shut up, Garrett. Who has autism and has dealt with it for quite a few, almost all of his life.
Yeah, so a great idea. Let's hope they do it well. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And isn't Saturday Night's Main Event taking place in California this year?
They're taping it this coming Monday, I believe, for broadcast on Saturday between 9 and 10 on NBC.
So
I'm not sure.
Raw.
Yeah. Let me see where they're going to be.
It is Washington, D.C., the Verizon Center.
Okay, thanks.
I see Batista using a Game Genie code again.
He's going to, well, he's got, he doesn't need it because it's home field advantage.
Yes, which makes it 18-0. Which makes it 18 times, and 18 times he fails. Lance Cade versus Paul London, no surprise there. Paul London loses to Lance Cade.
Oh, man, that kind of sucks. I like London.
Who does?
I do, too. And I thank him again for letting us see a London calling at the Lexington House show.
London calling.
Hey, a shooting star press is a shooting star press. I'll take his and Evan Warren's any day of the week.
Good point. Then we had a Lance Cade versus a Chris Jericho promo. Oh, remember when he the whole Save Us thing?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's finally coming to fold because listen to the last line. Jericho said he was proud of what he's done by possibly ending the career of the most corrupt individual in WWE in history. He now considers Shawn Michaels saved.
No, he considers... No, you misread that promo. He considers himself saved.
And that's just... that's a reflection from the subtle change in his intro video. Instead of it saying, save us Y2J, it just says, save me.
And I'm telling you, that promo is again brilliant stuff. Jericho is finally realizing the potential of his comeback. What was it now? 6 months ago?
No, a little more than that.
Longer than that, actually. We're coming up on 8 or 9 months because it was November.
Yeah, but this is the best stuff that Jericho has done since he came back, without question. And it's every time I watch him on screen, it's mesmerizing. He can read the phone book. He's that good right now.
And make you care about everybody he mentions.
That's it. And that's what, you know, if you read a book of Lion's Tale, he is one of the masters of telling stories.
I loved his book. If anybody here hasn't read it yet, read it over and over and over again until you get it right.
One of the top three wrestling books of all time, if not the top. Seriously.
Yes. And number two, Rest Scrapbook of Lists, and number three, Death of WCW. Sorry.
Chill. Oh.
I can't find Wrestle Scrapbook of Lists in any Rhode Island bookstore for the life of me. I can only find Heroes of
Amazon.
In Boston.
Try Barnes & Noble.
I'll have to try it, yeah.
What are Borders?
What else happened on Raw?
Then we had a nice Divas match. Beth Phoenix, defeats Kelly, which is
those that don't know, I'm watching the UFC replay, and Rory Markham just owned the guy with a head kick.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get your ass and head kicked in. Dun 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 dun. Dun, dun. Sorry. Bring up on.
Now we get to something interesting. Hacksaw Jim Duggan comes out to the ring, and he says, I'm thinking about hanging up my boots.
And the whole crowd rejoices. Thank you.
No. We're sitting amongst marks. They went, aww.
Yeah, of course. Fine.
And then he gave this talk by Curran about beating cancer, but noted that Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase might be right. And then good old Jerry the King Lawler, who is known for dating people a little younger than Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase.
Senior or junior? That's what I'm just...
Actually, I remember this line from WWE versus ECW in 2006. This is a Joey Styles one. King, don't you have to go to someone's high school reunion tonight?
Right. Okay.
All right, back to what I was saying. Jerry the King Lawler said that there's no age limit in the WWE. Plus, as long as Doug was passionate about wrestling, he could do it as long as he wants to do it. I could make a joke right here, but I won't.
I will. Woo! Anyway,
No. As long as Lawler doesn't mention a little blue pill. Viva Viagra! Lawler praised Duncan for his ability to make millions of people chant USA, USA. Lawler asked Duncan if he really wanted to get that up. Duncan said, no. But he just stated as somebody told him that, and he thanked the Kang. And then we heard a new version of Priceless.
I like the first version better.
Yeah.
So did I.
They crashed the party and said both Doug and Lawler need to hang it up. Cody said when Doug won the Royal Rumble, he was 2 years old, and when Lawler slapped Andy Kaufman, neither of them were alive. Lawler demonstrated how it went by slapping Cody across the face.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, it was very beautiful.
You saw it a mile away, but it was still coming, you know. It was still coming.
Mm-hmm.
It was still great. And if it sets up a tag match this coming Monday, more the better.
And then we get to the six-man tag between CTC, Crime Time, and Cena. And they defeated Jibble and Cody Rhodes, Ted DiBiase Jr., one of the most amazing FUs that I've seen.
What do you mean, Cena's let's take the tag champs and FU them together?
Yep.
Actually,
it was pretty.
That actually was not the best FU ever. It's actually not the best act of strength that I have ever seen. The best
out of
act
Cena?
Out of anybody, actually.
Oh.
I'll make it very quick. The one best I've ever seen was Survivor Series New York, Brock Lesnar versus The Big Show. Brock Lesnar did not. Big Show didn't help. Okay, Brock Lesnar lifted The Big Show up and just crushed them on an F5. This was just nuts. Okay,
I remember that.
Cena is a strong guy. He's a legit strong guy, and he's done this before. You know. Double FUs and things like that. Not even close to the best, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to get off topic. I could go on that, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I just got to say one thing, though. If Cena, going back to the pay-per-view, and I read about this, why the freak, if Cena is just got nearly run over by a car, why did he come into the parking lot brawl without a scratch?
Because they said he was raised, which I found even funnier.
You know, that's epic.
Did not get hit.
That's
I was expecting him to catch the car, pick it up, and throw it back at JBL.
Yeah, thank you.
Chris Jericho and Lance Kidd then left the building, but they ran into Kane, who was just revving, still carrying that burlap sack.
And
with a fresh ham sandwich.
I'll do one better. Diesel shades.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Phil, that's better than my idea. 9,000 ball pins.
Paul Burchill and Kate Lee defeated Kofi Kingston and Mickey James because Kofi accidentally spin-kicked the ring post. Thus, Colbert will get into it off of a neck breaker.
Not a bad match, per se.
No. Pretty decent match. Then we get to a couple of backstage segments. Oh, God. Hold on. Gotta get some root beer inside me. Yum. Jamie Noble, Layla Allen, Batista. Jamie Noble was flirting with Layla again. When Batista showed him next Noble with EC and Kane, Noble pulled a macho act and tucked Wise to Batista in front of Layla.
Facepalm.
Batista picked him up by the neck and held him against the wall and told him to keep his eye open for Kane. And he's like,
like Daffy Duck when he's squeezed by the abominable snowman. Yeah.
There you go. Jamie Noble's such a wonderful actor, even with one foot in his mouth.
But you know eventually Layla's going to give it up. Sorry, no offense. No offense. Not to be rude, but, you know.
And all I need is Goldust to give him, to come in and give us a midget joke.
Okay. Now let's... then we had a Todd Grisham interview CM Punk. JBL interrupted and said doesn't matter who wins today because he'll be wrestling the World Heavyweight Champion at SummerSlam.
Ooh.
And Punk reminded JBL that his first successful title defense was against, well, you, JBL.
Neener, neener, neener.
I love his arrogant attitude. It's great. It's great stuff. Great stuff.
And then we get Santino came out and made excuses for losing to Beth Phoenix last week.
This was the best thing on Raw this week. Sorry.
Hold it. Let me set it up.
Okay.
So you issued the challenge, and this came up.
Oh, yeah.
The return of D'Lo Brown.
Woo-hoo.
All the Attitude Era fans went, yeah, he's back. But damn, and where's the shot
detector? Who the hell is that?
That's right, because, oh, you didn't watch when D'Lo was big.
Well, mind you, I wasn't watching WWE. I was watching when, in, like, 2001 when he was jobbing around on Heat. I did have the good fortune of seeing his pseudo-return at a couple of house shows a couple of weeks ago. He worked Lexington and Charleston, and both nights he embarrassed Santino, not quite as fast as he did Monday night, but it was still very impressive.
And, well, needs to say he won, and this played again. Just a quick editor note. I always used his theme music and Jericho's Titantron when playing WrestleMania 2000 on N64. And this part was beautiful. Beth Phoenix walked down to ringside to keep an eye on during the match. CeeLo Brown won with a load with a great frog splash. You know, Chavo needs to take lessons from D'Lo on how to do a proper frog splash.
And not from Rob.
Yeah, can you take sobriety lessons from anyone other than RVD or anti-drug lessons from anyone
other
than
RVD? Oh.
Dude.
Oh.
Dude.
Burn.
Alright. Santino Brown started to do some anti-drug reverses, but there was some really awkward tension between them. Awkward. Santino released Beth, and they looked each other in the eyes for a few minutes. The crowd erupted when they realized Santino was going to get kiss Beth. And popped when they both pressed their lips together.
Which was awesome. It was hilarious. It was funny. I loved this stuff. This was great.
This was good.
I was really looking forward to see where this is going to go.
And then after that piece of gold, we got even better news. Shane and Stephanie were looking for a new GM of Raw.
Who?
Shane and Stephanie McMahon.
Okay.
New general manager of Raw to be coming soon.
I thought you said they were going to be. I was going to say, well, that's 50% good news.
We're talking Shane, not Steph.
Steph's a little ripe and not ready to pop.
Right. Okay, then we get to the main event, world title match. CM Punk defeated Batista by DQ to retain the title. Here's why. Batista made his entrance, but then Kane showed up and started fighting with Batista. CM Punk ran down, knocked Kane out of the ring. Kane chased the cameraman up the ramp and behind the curtain. Batista was not 100% but wanted to start the match. After some hot action, JBL attacked Batista, causing the disqualification. That means Batista should have won by disqualification, not CM Punk. God, Online World of Wrestling, get your facts right. Then John Cena ran down to attack JBL. JBL ducked and Cena punched Batista.
Oh, and the feud we've all been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Batista went after John Cena, and they had an intense pull-apart brawl. I'll read the editor's note from Online World of Wrestling. Please, WWE, for the love of God, save Cena versus Batista for WrestleMania.
Bingo.
Agreed.
Bingo. If they pull the trigger too soon on this, it is bad. Cena-Batista is the money match for WrestleMania right now. And I hope Batista bombs Cena through the effing ring. Okay? I hope so.
I'd pay a lot of money to see it. And, yes, I would cheer that.
We got a new caller.
Hello? DJ?
Yes.
There you are.
Hello, DJ. How are you?
I'm still here, yes. So what are you doing tonight?
We're doing all right. We just talked about Raw. We're going to quickly skim over ECW. Just mention a couple of brief things here. New title belt for ECW.
Very nice. Very cool.
Like it.
Digging it so much. I have one complaint. It says ECW without the barbed wire, but it also says World Wrestling Entertainment across the top. I'm not terribly keen on that.
Yeah. It has a scratch logo, and has a scratch logo all over it.
Yeah, that's the only reason. That's the only thing I don't like about it. It pretty much says it's the WWE ECW champion instead of like the ECW.
Well, that's Vince telling all the old ECW fans to go fuck themselves. Excuse my French, but that's
French is legal.
Well, fine. Then that is exactly what he's telling them to do, because we got one tease with One Night Stand 1, and everything else has been crap since. Sorry.
But that's okay. This was the last tie to the old ECW that he needed to fix. And plus, Mark Henry would look really stupid walking around with a replica.
Yeah.
And we get Tony Atlas still as manager, and we have Colin Delaney, who gets beat up bad by Dreamer.
That works.
Yeah.
Well, that takes care of that feud. Next.
Yeah.
It's the Orlando Jordan heel turn. A face chopper, heel chopper.
Oh, brilliant. Then we get, what the hell? Oh, Evan Bourne versus Chavo Guerrero. Is that right? Yeah.
I believe so.
And I believe Evan Bourne won that match.
With the prettiest shooting star press in the business right now.
The only in the business right now.
Mm-hmm.
London Calling, anyway.
Yeah, but he's the only sports star one that does it consistently.
Hold on.
Jared, can you please turn that down or take it in the back bedroom?
As much as I love the soup, it's really loud and really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when my brother has the audio turned up to 18.
And we also have, I believe, a new number one contender for the ECW title belt, yes?
And yes, he can survive a tornado.
Aha! Yes, he can.
And can dry up the sea.
For he lives for the moment.
There ain't no messing with me.
When are we ever going to see Morrison in singles push? I mean, I know he was ECW champion and everything, but I'd like to see him maybe be elevated to the main event picture on ECW so eventually he could be moved to Raw or SmackDown and really show off.
Morrison will always be a tag team specialist, and him and his ass will go places. Oh, I'm the only girl on the show. I'm not allowed to talk about that, am I?
No, you are. It's all good.
And just to mention, Adam Lee-ism of the night, Evan was born to be wild.
Whoa!
Weak.
You must not realize the awesomeness that is Adam Lee.
Adam Lee needs a...
epic fail.
Adam Lee is a walking, talking epic fail.
Yes, Adam Lee is really kicking himself for not signing on to the new Gladiators.
Thank you. I doubt that very thoroughly.
Well, that way Hogan could go home and take care of his family problems.
Ooh.
Or exacerbate them, whichever comes first.
Hey,
speaking of JBL said in SBR, hey, watch your mouth. This is a family show.
Don't talk about exacerbation. Oh, wait. No, never mind.
You can exacerbate and masticate all you want. It's just fine by me, all right?
Keep it to yourself.
Let's talk about the TNA Impact. Okay. Now, I must preface, I did not watch the show. I did not watch the show because Thursday night I was at a friend's house winning at life, so to speak.
Oh, hello.
The spinner or die.
I will say in the archives.
Okay.
Alright.
Six Sides of Steel, Smojo, Kevin Nash started the show inside of the cage, challenging Booker to a Six Sides of Steel match. Booker T. Express says they want to add tables, ladders, chairs. To the Six Sides of Steel match. Booker T said he'd come back out of contract, told Joe to be ready to sign it. Booker T told Joe, be afraid of the dark. Be very afraid of the dark.
Well,
since when did this become a revival of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I don't know, but I believe the Six Sides of Steel has been confirmed as the main event for Hard Justice.
Yeah, Six Sides of Steel, Full Metal Mayhem. Then we get to a backstage interview with Jeremy Borash, Styles, Cage, and Rhino. Snow says he doesn't believe that Sting will be in Team 3D's corner tonight. Cage wasn't as trusting. He said if Sting showed up tonight, he'd be the first one to go through a table. Rhino looked at just as I had and warned him not to get sucked in. Yeah. X Division 4-Way. After last week of being stuffed in an ambulance, Consequences Creed defeats Jimmy Rave, Johnny Devine, and EY. After the match, Johnny Devine attacked Consequences Creed while Lance Hoyt and Jimmy Rave backed up Devine by taking care of EY. You know the rest.
Yeah.
Abyss comes out, took care of Hoyt, Rave, and Devine, or should I say Lance Rock. Jimmy Rave and Giant Devine.
You mean Flash Hoyt?
Yeah.
Yes. Flash Hoyt, yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, there's only one Rock in wrestling, and his name is Don Morocco.
No.
Hey.
Oh.
Nice one.
You forgot Rockabilly.
Yeah, oh. But he's a megastar now.
Whoa!
Thank you.
How many times have we played that sound today? About 10?
I have stopped counting.
Yeah.
This is not our biggest epic fail show.
No.
By the way, Saddleman, did you get my message the other day? Have you checked that out on WWE.com?
No.
If you've been to their website, they have a thing called Outthink Think. And when you get a correct answer, it does the woo. And when you get a answer, it does like the da 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 da. It's like they listen to our show and they steal our sound effects.
I figured they should have done Jeff Hardy. Hardy, the wrong one.
Backstage interview. Borash talks to Kurt Angle, Team 3D.
They were going to put him through a table. I was so hoping they were going to put JB through a table.
And then we had Karen's angle. Pretty much, the most cute talked up segment named since Rio's Roundup. Cass talked about training with Killer Kowalski and being influenced by Bret the Hitman Hart. Cass talked about being a part of TNA during the early days and decision to leave TNA to work for the WWE when he never got on TV. Cass says he quickly learned the ugly side of the business, the dirty politics, and he did not enjoy going to work.
Boo hoo hoo.
This is ye olde work shoot angle. Sorry.
Thank you, Russo. Okay. Squash Mash. Matt Morgan defeated Corey Chavis with the Hellevator.
The Travelator? What?
Mike Tenay said Matt Morgan's just to be on American Gladiators, so they renamed the Matt Morgan drop the Hellevator.
I guess that's the Travelator?
And
listen to this one. After the finish, Don West commented, quote, Corey Chavis just joined Matt Morgan's Mile High Club.
Oh, my goodness. That's MacMTA levels of stupidity. I'm coming on you like no one came on you before. That's what it is.
But actually, that wasn't the biggest epic fail of this show this week, believe it or not.
No, we'll get to that. That one's coming up soon. Lauren and the Guns Machine said the Guns said they challenged Beer Money to a strap match tonight. Smart move.
By the way, that was a great promo. I think the Motor City Machine Guns are just ready to pop to the next level. They really
yes,
are.
Yes, they need to do one thing now.
Behave themselves.
No, Blade.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyways, and then after a commercial break, Lauren joins Super Eric, Curry Man, and Shark Boy.
Yes.
Called the Prince Justice Brotherhood.
Dumb. Okay, this was the biggest epic fail of the show. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't. Oh, no. This I'm actually looking forward to, but that might be just me and my goofy thoughts about my EFED and the Heroes Guild. I'm looking forward to seeing these three work together. The epic fail is coming.
Okay.
The three mass superheroes put their heads together to create the perfect motto. We come in peace, they leave in pieces.
Yay.
Works. Then we have the strap match. Beer Money just really whipped up a storm and defeated the Guns. After the match, Roode Sabin tied Alex Shelley to the ropes, repeatedly whipped him with a leather strap. And now, Nikki Hayman, here is our epic fail moment of the week. Here we go. Taylor Wilde defeated Velvet Sky of Angel Love in 5 seconds to retain the Knockouts title. Velvet Sky protested, claiming that she was not ready to challenge Taylor to immediate rematch. Taylor Wilde accepted. And then, in classic He Who Must Not Be Named versus Orlando Jordan fashion, Taylor Wilde defeated Velvet Sky in 21 seconds to retain the title.
She's like Orlando Jordan, except she likes guys.
No. Actually, that means she is like Orlando Jordan. I'm sorry.
Nice.
That's so good.
And then Angelina Love asked Taylor Wilde, who was she dating to get so much special treatment? Love offered Wilde $5,000 if she could defeat Sky once more. Taylor Wilde accepts. Angelina Love and feud caused disqualification and losing $5,000.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
Angelina Love and Velvet Sky gave Taylor the paper bag treatment, but were soon attacked by Gail Kim and ODB eating a turkey leg, and that pretty much describes this segment, gigantic Turkey.
Whoa! So I have to say, I like how they rescued her after she got beat up. Kind of makes them like the TNA answer to Batista.
Uh-huh.
So, Nikki, why was this so bad?
Well, first of all, Velvet Sky was doing her job way too well as a heel. Her voice was so screechy and so whiny and so Paris Hilton, I had to mute the television for the entire segment because I couldn't stand listening to her.
That means she
turned me off from the entire segment. I didn't want to watch it anymore.
But that means she's doing her job to a point.
She did it too well. She made me hate her, hate her. I want to like to hate her. I don't want to hate her, hate her.
Okay.
That's what we call X-Pac heat.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, now, this I don't get. Sean Devari has a new promo. He's now calling himself Sheikh Abdul Bashir.
Basically trying to do, what was his name, Muhammad Hassan 2008.
Pardon me while I play this.
Okay, now I'm going to disagree with that, Sale, because I really wanted Hassan to go with that, what Devar is doing now. I really liked the concept. Unfortunately, WWE Creative didn't know how to write it, got impatient, and next thing we know, it was all girl, I'm a terrorist. I want to see if Devari can actually maintain in this.
The one thing that I don't get, Nikki, is that when all these WWE stars jump to TNA, they're not allowed to use their names, and everybody complains about it. And Devari can use his name, his real name, and they change it.
That doesn't bother me so much. In fact, I didn't even catch that he had changed his name. He essentially went and grabbed Muhammad Hassan's gimmick and said, I bet I can do this. It doesn't matter what his name is.
He doesn't do it as good as Mark Capone, though. No chance.
Now we're at the hospital with SoCal Val, Jeremy Borash. They visited Sanjay in the hospital after he suffered a hand injury from Jay Lethal smashing him with a chair last week, which we know is false. Val said she didn't.
He's TNA's Eddie Guerrero. He pretends to get hit by the chair.
Val says she didn't want to watch the video from last week, and yada, yada, yada. Jeremy Borash, oh, and by the way, Sanjay Dutt with his little gurus. What is he now, Juice, our Bar the Juicer? Oh, crap, we only got 2 minutes left from the live broadcast.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoops.
Oh, wow. Quickly, fuck. Kurt Angle Team 3D.
Sorry.
Kurt Angle Team 3D defeated Christian Cage by AJ Styles. Thanks a lot, Frank Trigg.
Again.
Dr. Trigonomics.
Boo.
Oh.
Fail.
Whoa.
Thank you.
I think we set a new record for that tonight. And then we get in the ring, Booker T with Sharmell, Samoa Joe to sign that freaking contract.
Main event contract signing.
Yes, the lights went out, Mike Tenay screamed, he's here, he's here! Lights came on, a few seconds later, Joe was knocked unconscious, and Booker T was holding Sting's baseball bat. Mike Tenay, being senile, immediately proclaimed that Sting was the one who knocked Joe out.
That is the Wesley Psychics hotline, basically.
Thank you, Gary Spivey.
The last time that he was accused of doing something wrong, he had a gimmick change. So what do you think he's going to turn into now?
A bat.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. We will talk about SmackDown in the archives. We'll talk about other stuff in the archives. But I will mention one thing. Somebody's going one-on-one with The Undertaker!
Yay! You're going to have to find that out in our archive segment.
I just love doing that. And with T-Lo's song playing, we end the show, the live broadcast that is, for Jason Block, Nikki Hammond, VRM, fourth, Tyler Brown, DJ, I'm Robert Solomon saying peace.
Later.
Holla, holla, holla. Okay, we're done. All right. Let's talk about SmackDown, shall we?
Let's do
yes,
it.
Yes.
Let me just pull up the results from Philly.
I assume you didn't see it because it happened a few hours ago. But to be fair, I probably forgot half of them anyway.
No, I just saw it back and forth. Again, the end segment was just brilliant, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
Yes. I should put back up the video. Or the YouTube thing where I got the thing from. Anyways, let's continue.
Yes.
Dark match. R-Truth, a.k.a. Ron Killings, defeated Sheamus O'Shaughnessy.
I wonder how that Jewish man is going to feel about losing.
Ouch.
Hold on, an Irish Jew?
Whoa.
No, he's just speaking of that wonderful Jewish name. Just like whenever somebody asks me about my Uncle Chizeski, say, good Irish name.
Yeah.
Right. Let's move along, shall we? In the ring, we kick it off with the VIP lounge.
Great stuff, by the way.
Yes.
Very good stuff.
MVP welcomed Jeff Hardy back to the big leagues after being drafted to SmackDown. MVP talked about a battle royal later for a shot at Trips' title. MVP said it was clear that he was the clear favorite to win the battle royal. Jeff Hardy has the MVP win a match since he lost the U.S. title to his brother Matt. And then...
the shoot.
MVP talked about...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, MVP talked about Jeff's failure to capture the title, the 60-day suspension, his house burning down.
And the death of his dog. I'm like, okay, I'm just imagining Jeff's like, all right, this is one of those things that Jeff is like, you know, this is what I'm going to have to do to get back on Raw, to get back a shot at the world title. He just took it you know where. He took it up the rear end big time, or at least they allowed him. Well, Jeff allowed him to let him get that way.
Hardy could have threw it right back in his face, though, and he could have said, hey, MVP, at least I didn't go to jail for 12 years.
He did. He did.
In a way, he did. He did touch on that.
I wish it would have been more subtle, like, yeah, but now I've bought a boat. You know what a boat is, right?
I don't get it.
MVP said Jeff's reckless behavior... MVP says Jeff feels guilty and he is ruining his career for his behavior. MVP says this is why Jeff Hardy will not be WWE champion. MVP told Jeff... Jeff, an act-like grown man to accept the responsibilities. Jeff said he was thankful for a second chance, and MVP should know about second chances, too. Just said if anything was burning up inside, it is MVP.
Yeah.
Jeff shoved MVP out of the ring of frustration and watched MVP retreat backstage. Da-da-da-da-da.
It was good stuff. It was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was
very
good. It was a very solid segment.
Then we get to the non-title match for the U.S. title. Shelton Benjamin defeated Jimmy Wang Yang. Hang your booty! Get up!
In the I'm still being punished for my suspension match.
Yep.
Yeehaw!
And I want to throw in a segment something real quick here. As I've mentioned, I work on and off as a GM and an MC for Generation of Destination Wrestling. Jimmy Wang Yang did grace us with his presence at the GDW show. He didn't come out, but he did have a couple of students come out and work a match for us. On his way out the door, I said, don't do anything I wouldn't do. I wouldn't want to limit you. He just smiled and said, don't do anything I would do.
Life lessons from Jimmy Wang Handy.
Yep.
Then we get to a killer backstage segment. between Edge, Kurt Hawkins, and Zack Ryder. Edge congratulated the Edgeheads.
Good one. Okay.
Get it right, they're clones.
Okay, I think they should have done a Venture Brothers gimmick with Edge and Vicky and everything. They can make Edge, Dr. Venture, Hank and Dean, Edgehead, and Brock Neely.
I can see this, sadly.
No, Robin not Hull. After not after what happened later, but...
Yeah.
They wanted to explain what happened last week. Hawkins Ryder said it was Edge's business and it didn't matter because they had to go get ready for their match. And, of course, Festus beats them both.
And then after he's lulled into his state, they double team him again.
Uh-huh. And then we get Alicia Fox. Edge talked to Mailey with Alicia Fox, suggests that she go back to the hotel and wait for him, just in case Vicky showed up tonight.
Which Bam overheard.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
Oh, it's definitely not good.
Boy. And then we get a nice squash match, and sadly, the victim for Vladimir Kozlov...
Stevie Richards.
I'll show you. You'll see
your
job.
Well, we always see your job, Stevie.
Sorry, Stevie. I mean, you know, look. You know, he's been through, what, 7 throat surgeries over the last year? Good grief.
10.
10?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, man, in a year and a half, I'll be surprised if he doesn't sound like Pillman.
I've got a little bit of an update on
what's been
doing outside of the ring.
Who, Stevie?
Yes.
What's he been doing?
He does a show. He has something called T4 Videos, where he reviews, like, technology, stuff with the iPhone, et cetera, et cetera. But he goes by his real name, Michael Manna.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome.
Nice.
Good deal.
That's definitely a step up from game testing. I heard that's what he was doing on some of his downtime before they were putting him back in the ring regularly.
That's cool.
And then after that beautiful squash match, Vladimir Kozlov told JR and Foley after the match that he was looking for better competition.
In other words, he's moving on to Jobber to the Stars.
Or, Jeff Hardy, this is your calling. 6-man number one contenders battle royal. Participants were Kennedy, MVP, Umaga, Jeff Hardy, The Big Show, and the return of the great Kali back with Rajan Singh.
And unfortunately for us at SummerSlam, he won the damn Battle Royal.
Yeah.
Sadly.
He makes Heidenreich look like Ric Flair. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just horrible.
No, Kali missed his calling. He should have remained the bodyguard.
No, he was the police officer.
No. When they paired him with Daivari, he was Daivari's bodyguard. That was the best role Kali had in WWE.
I didn't mind Kali's short title run because back then they had nobody and people were tired of Batista. And his Game Genie title defense code.
For some reason, I don't think this is going to go through, though. I think that there's a swerve in the works that Vince is pulling a rib on all the fans and wound up seeing Triple H and Big Show at SummerSlam. Just for some odd reason, I have that feeling.
I'll take anybody else against Trips. I mean, right now I've only got one reason to look forward to SummerSlam, and we're getting to it.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are. Hold on, I forgot to load up the video, ladies and gentlemen.
Mustafa Ali will be the only wrestler alive to have killed a man to challenge Triple H for the belt.
Ali has killed a guy?
No, it was not Ali's fault. It was not Ali's fault. It was the guy who took the bump fault.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't understand. I don't know the story.
Okay, what had happened, Ali was trained overseas, and he was throwing this guy around, and this guy got bumped pretty hard. I think he got a nasty concussion or was, you know, otherwise in not the greatest of shape. They tried to get him to take a break or get checked out. He's like, no, I want to keep going. Somebody that big and that green, that's your own fault, man.
And he didn't make it.
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Then we had a vignette, R-Truth, a.k.a. What's up? Ron Killings of TNA is coming to SmackDown. And this is what I find odd. He spent all this time working dark matches on Raw.
Okay, with all due respect. So, big deal.
Good point. However, you know what the vignette smacked of?
Consequences Creed?
No.
Shelton Benjamin in the beginning?
No. Make a Difference Fatu.
Let's hope he doesn't do what Fatu did in TNA. Arrive, cash a paycheck, and get out of Dodge.
You could say the same thing for Test.
Well, he had to pay off Signature Pharmacy somehow.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh! Fired! Damn!
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all weekend.
Not very nicely done.
If I were good at a Vince impression, I would do that laugh he used to do.
And that would be?
Like, ah-ha, that weird stuff he did as a commentator.
And then he would take me and put me in a match with the Big Show. Anyway,
Non-Diva title match or Epic Fail title match, I lost my sounds. Michelle McCool defeated Maurice by the heel hook.
You mean Michelle McCool taker?
You think she was sleeping with some important person behind the scenes, but I can't figure out who.
He tapes his fifth.
Yeah.
So it's definitely someone. Wait a minute.
Michelle McCool sleeping with Ronnie Garvin?
No, she's
one of both fists. Maybe Hunter's double is two timing.
No, she's sleeping with CM Punk. Oh no, wait, that was Maria.
Bam. Oh, and speaking of Bam, Chavo wheeled his aunt Vicky Guerrero into the arena where they were greeted by Bam Neely.
She don't need no stinking limo. She was wheeled all the way from the hotel.
She doesn't need a wheelchair either, but.
Neely was about to snitch on Edge, but Chavo suggested they go to Vicky's office to talk about it. They cut the commercial, and then Bam Neely informed Edge that Vicky was in her office now. Edge said he needed to apologize to Vicky, but he needed to do it public. Bam said he would let Vicky know.
Wait, didn't...
Oh.
So go ahead.
And then we get to a match with the Brian Kendrick with Ezekiel.
I'm loving this gimmick. I really am. I love Brian Kendrick. This is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but where did you get Ahmed Johnson from?
That's Frank.
No. Ezekiel ate Ahmed Johnson, okay? He's that big. He's a big boy.
And from what I've read, Ahmed Johnson likes... never mind.
Yeah. Let's keep it moving. After Shannon Moore was beaten down by the Brian Kendrick.
Yeah. Kendrick said that he was the smartest man in WWE, and years from now the fans will say that they saw Brian Kendrick wrestle. Yeah, then they'll say, yeah, and then a smart will say, but yeah,
you know, WWE wasn't his best work. You should see his work in a Ring of Honor. Yeah.
And your regular Joe Schmo fan be like,
who?
What?
Still, I would say that he's
Shawn
one
Michaels.
Of the smartest.
No, the
Michael
smartest man in WWE. Sorry, the smartest man in WWE was Triple H for marrying himself into a permanent title run.
we don't need your stinking Game Genie code. I'm sleeping with the programmer.
Well, someone had to do it. No one else would.
And would you believe it? That was the hold on. And would you believe that was the main event of the night?
Oh man, that was cool. I love that. Still, I just wish Heenan were still in WWE, just so that when Kendrick said that he was, Heenan would just come out and point to his own head, like he used to do.
Yeah. But then we get to, I'm sorry, the great stuff. Again,
yeah.
Vicky Guerrero and Edge, the two best characters on WWE today right now. Sorry.
Bam Neely told Vicky Guerrero that Edge wanted to meet her in the ring, and that Edge wanted an apology from Vicky. And then we say the Edge comes out and says he wants to apologize to his wife, Victoria.
Which I was like, what? Lisa Marie Veyron married him? No, I'm sorry.
Well, that's because Alicia Fox's... Hold on. But that's because that's Alicia Fox's real name is Victoria, you know, Victoria Fox. You know, I just... You know, it would have been great.
If Lisa Marie had come out.
No. If it was actually Vivica A. Fox.
Oh, okay. Just go on.
Right. Chavo and Bam Neely wheeled Vicky Guerrero down the ringside. She stood up with Chavo's assistance, joined Edge inside the ring. Edge cut down one lane and claimed that the video last week didn't show how many times he said no. And ladies and gentlemen, he said...
Don't stop. My trap is late.
Edge claimed Alicia wouldn't take no for an answer when she was coming on to him. Vicky said she understood to give Edge a big hug, but then turned her head and went for the usual kiss. She said Edge needs to understand that hell hath no fury over a woman scorned. Okay, that works. Vicky said that she was really mad at Edge. She did something he might not like.
Oh, yeah.
Vicky said that she reinstated The Undertaker!
Okay, wait. Let me get this straight. He's helping the woman that fired her to get back at the guy that cheated on her.
Yep. And in the worst way possible.
Ed took a deep breath and said that they could go to the honeymoon while Triple H started taking her teleport so he could come back and beat the winner for the championship. Vicky says she was already scheduled to perform for The Undertaker at SummerSlam. And she says, who? And she said, you! And that will be Hell in a Cell!
Woo-hoo! No, but again, the facial expressions on Edge and Vicky were priceless.
They were, and when she announced Hell in a Cell, Edge fell back on his butt, and you just see his life passing before his eyes, his brain going every which way, trying to figure out how in the world he's going to survive to August 18th, because he ain't going to make it to the 17th.
It's about time they put Edge in one of these matches.
And I'm going to be there to see it. I'm going to be there to see it.
You're going to be in Cleveland?
Indianapolis. Fourth row, fifth side.
Cleveland's Unforgiven.
I'll be there too, but I'm already booked for SummerSlam. I've got fourth row seats. This is my second Hell in a Cell, but this is the first time I've gotten to see the new cell, the taller one that they did, I believe, at Unforgiven 06. Or was it Vengeance?
But I mean, this week as a whole was not a great week, wrestling wise.
It was better than last week, that's for sure.
They planted some good seeds, though.
Hey,
yeah.
Last week had attempted murder.
Yes, I will give you that, yes.
Vehicular homicide has no place in wrestling.
I agree. And if for some crazy reason I am in... by the way, where does your Fed run, if I may ask?
We're based mostly in Hamilton and New Miami, Ohio.
Okay.
We're working on traveling. We do have a truck for our gear. It's just been, they finally got it tuned up, repainted, new batteries. I just need to find out. New batteries for the truck.
I'm just kidding.
I know. You should have been at our show last Friday. I got intimidated all the way into the corner and almost got my ass kicked by our champion. But we are, you know, he's sticking to that area right now just to get the money built up. We do have some sponsors. He does want to travel, and fingers crossed there might be TV somewhere down the line.
Cool.
I will keep everyone posted.
God, Nikki Haymon on TV.
I'm already on DVD, Mr. Seidelman.
I've been on DVD. I'm on DVD as well for NWS stuff.
There you go. I've been doing commentary for Insanity Pro Wrestling in Indianapolis. I haven't done a full show yet, but they've been calling me over to the table. I've been doing anywhere between 2 matches to 6 matches. InsanityProWrestling.com. If you order the Heatstroke DVD, I did half of that show as color commentary with Jay Taylor. I had a wonderful time with it. I did 2 matches at the last show. I will be over there on August 2nd with my fingers crossed that I will be doing even more.
By the way, Jason, I YouTubed you the other day, and I watched your fourth victory on Jeopardy.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yes, it was when I saw the Hitman category, I thought it was going to be about Bret Hart. So.
I wish. I wish, but albeit for one question, I would have been a 5-time champion and probably a millionaire, but who's counting?
another thing, too, that I wanted to mention, there's a independent promotion out of Pittsburgh, PA. It's called the IWC, International Wrestling Cartel, and their promoter, Norm Connors, actually was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in 2000. So I know you guys are game show and wrestling aficionados, so I just wanted to make that little connection for you.
Thank you. Awesome. Very cool. Very cool.
And by the way, since Jason hasn't plugged it yet, he will soon be appearing on an episode of Catch 21.
On GSN sometime in the next few weeks, yes.
Cool.
I don't know exactly when, but I will definitely let you guys know. I also was just on a special called The Making of a Game Show, Catch 21, which was on GSN this past weekend. And believe it or not, I was actually booked as the heel. because I've actually been on 4 game shows. This will be my 5th. You know?
Okay.
So, let me try to
remember them. Millionaire?
Yep.
Jeopardy?
Correct.
Catch 21?
That's the 3rd.
Oh,
Wheel of Fortune was the 4th. And a show called Turn It Up on MTV was the 5th in 1990, a 1 season.
Oh, with Jordan Brady.
Yes. Yep, 3rd highest score of the entire season, that.
You mean the entire series?
Yes, the entire series, yeah.
And what was the 4th show again?
The 4th show was Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune, Millionaire, Jeopardy, and Turn It Up. Catch 21 will be my 5th.
Your record is 4 out of 5.
It will be 4 out of 5. Yeah. Here's an ironic thing about that little connection. So, Rob and I then we'll actually get back to wrestling for a sec. Gordon Pepper of GSNN actually worked on Chauncey Street Productions on Turn It Up, and I didn't even know it back then. Didn't even know it. So how cool is that? So. I've done ring announce work, and I would definitely, if I ever got there and you were running a show or at least working on a show, I'd definitely love to do it. That would be fun.
You would just come to watch, or would you actually want to work with us?
I would love to work with you guys. I'd love to work as an announcer or something. That'd be fun.
Because I would really love to have a dedicated MC, because it's very hard to stay a heel GM and announce matches.
Yeah, I understand that, but unfortunately, I don't live that far away. I live way too far to do it. It's like you're like 6 hours away from me. I'm in New York City.
Yeah, but, it's more actually more like eight because taking Pennsylvania long ways from my place to Viking Hall is closer to 7 hours.
Yeah, and I've done 3 hour drives for $20 money stuff. It's just you know, it's especially with the price of gas these days, it's a little crazy.
I've
never
made more than $10 with GDW, and I don't mind.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. I do it because I love the business. Trust me.
That's why me and Nikki have stated that if anytime either one of us wins $100,000 doing something, we're starting our own wrestling federation. I mean, we have a whole bunch of stuff ready to go. I think we have a referee in Shane Matthews.
Yes, I can get him.
Jason, will you work as the ring announcer for like about $200 a night?
Sure, I'll do that. Why not?
Hey, Robert, can I be the time keener?
Is that another Adam Lee reference?
No, that's a Cody
reference. That was a Cody, yeah.
But now you didn't want to say this on the live air. You said you were a winner in life earlier.
Am I old enough to hear this? Do I need to cover my ears?
You're old enough to hear this, Nick. Yeah, but as I was saying, you know, before somebody mentioned the winning at life thing, we could get a ring easily. WrestleCraft faithful person, cohort Blade Braxton has a ring.
Okay.
We could probably get him to work on the show.
And through our dear referee, I can get us about 15 people real quick.
But we got to make it 17 so we can get Nicole Bass.
Oh no!
No, we don't.
Oh. No, hold it! No, let me explain.
No,
let me explain.
No,
let me explain. It's to settle a bet, and it's because Artie Reynolds and Blade Braxton made a bet for the 2005 NFL and 2007 NFL football season. Whoever lost the bet had to wrestle Nicole Bass.
Oh.
Blade lost. Because he is an idiot and thought with his heart and picked the Detroit Lions.
I'm a Lions fan, and I wouldn't even pick them for the Super Bowl.
Fail!
Say, sound effect!
I don't have them!
He broke them. He overused them.
Okay.
And Artie Reynolds is a homer, and he picked the Indianapolis Colts. So, you know, it's the Colts. They're guaranteed a spot in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the maligned Seattle Seahawks, only because the NFC West sucks ass.
Well, and they're, you know, they're good for a round.
Cheap pop real quick, Robert. My Pittsburgh Steelers beat your Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl, so that.
And I made $500 off of that.
By the way, Giants repeat. I'm just saying, that's it.
I picked Eli Manning as my starting QB on my fantasy football team.
Good for you. Good for you.
Most clutch 2-minute drill quarterback.
Exactly.
Hey, folks, real quick before I'm going to have to get out of here. I'm staying at a hotel in Pittsburgh tonight. But, Nikki, I will be seeing you tomorrow, I'm sure, at Wheeling.
Yep, and did you get my picture mail?
Yes, I did. It looks great. I'm going to probably be there around 3 o'clock tomorrow since I'm going to be in Pittsburgh for the afternoon. Robert, very quickly, send me via MySpace, if you can, your home address because I have a present for you.
Oh, really?
A boot to the head.
ladies and gentlemen, I have bad news. I have to go take care of some personal business I don't want to mention on the air. Fine, I got to go to the bathroom, so I will IM everybody about my winning at life. I am Robert Saddleman. Thank you, Jason Block, Nikki Heyman, DJ, VRM, Forth, and Tyler Brown. I'm Robert Saddleman saying good night. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.